Hi, this is Senator Bernie Sanders.
Senator, this is Steve Kraske. I'm with the Kansas City Star and with KCUR Public Radio here in Kansas City. Thank you for taking a few minutes. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to chat.
Yeah. Well, you're obviously taking aim. You're visiting out here to Kansas City this week on Wednesday. You're taking aim at the March 5 Kansas caucuses. Kansas is a very conservative state, Senator, as you know. Why do you think you can play well there?
Well, it's a conservative state dominated by Republicans, but that does not necessarily mean that the Democrats in the state are conservative. In fact, what we find is that sometimes to be a Democrat in a conservative state means that you're pretty progressive because you got to, stand up to the tide there. So we think we have a chance to do very, very well in Kansas, actually.
You know, President Obama today, Senator, outlined this plan to close Guantanamo Bay, and you've come out in support of that plan. The senators from Kansas, Pat Roberts and Jerry Moran, are very concerned that those detainees will be moved to Leavenworth in the northeast part of Kansas. Are you in favor of moving these prisoners to the mainland and possibly to Leavenworth?
Well, I am in favor of closing down Guantanamo. And I will tell you why. Guantanamo has not served us well in terms of our foreign policy and how the rest of the world perceives us. What Guantanamo stands for many people around the world, is a kind of, black mark on who we are as a people. Mm-hmm. That we're just kind of hiding away prisoners. And that's not what America is supposed to be about. So I can't tell you, not my job to say where those prisoners should be located. But I do think that we should shut down Guantanamo. I certainly do believe.
But if your stance results in those prisoners being moved to Kansas, that'll upset a lot of people here, Senator.
Well, if we shut down Guantanamo and prisoners are going to be moved someplace, that's the way it is. We have jails all over this country, and clearly these prisoners will be put in maximum security prisons, and we will make sure that those prisoners are not going to escape or anything like that. But the issue right now is when we are trying to fight terrorism around the world, and we have people who hate the United States who are saying, see what they do? They just take these people and they put them in their prisons and they talk about their democratic rights and so forth. It's not. So this has not served us well, in my view, at all. But more importantly, I think when you talk about foreign policy, I will tell you something else. And I know we got, senators all over this country who disagree with me. But I think that we have to be very careful in terms of our overall foreign policy of not getting bogged down in perpetual warfare in the Middle East. And I will do everything, if elected president, to prevent that from happening. I think we have to destroy ISIS. But the way you do that is by assisting Muslim troops on the grounds, what King Abdullah of Jordan has talked about. We have got to help them. But at the end of the day, what you're looking at is a fight over the soul of Islam. Hmm. The Muslim countries themselves are going to have to do that. And let me just also say why I think we're going to do well in Kansas. And that has everything to do with, I think, the fact that the American people are sick and tired of establishment politics and establishment economics. They understand that our economy is rigged. They're working longer hours for lower wages, and almost all new income is going to the top 1%. They want an economy that works well for all people, not just the people on top.
You know, Senator, this may not have reached your level yet, but there already is some concern among your supporters out here that the start time for the Kansas caucuses at 3:00 in the afternoon just happens to be the start time for the KU basketball game that day. Is that a concern of yours at this point?
Yeah, it is. Look, mm-hmm. Here's the bottom line. I believe, whether it is a caucus, whether it's a primary, whether it's a general election, one of the concerns that I have is compared to the rest of the world, our voter turnout, our participation in elections, as you probably know, is much, much lower than most countries. And I want to see us have one of the highest voter turnouts on caucuses, on primaries, in general elections. So, yeah, but all I would say to people is that, we have, and I'm speaking as the former chairman of the Senate Veterans Committee, somebody who has worked very, very hard to try to make sure our veterans get the health care and the other benefits to which they have certainly earned, is, you know what, democracy is not a spectator sport. And it's interesting that you raised that issue. You know, all of us love basketball, we love football, whatever. you know, we in New England like the New England Patriots. But, you know, football and basketball is one thing. That's a spectator sport. Democracy is not a spectator sport. People can't complain about the fact that their wages are going down, about income and wealth inequality. They don't have health insurance. They can't afford to send their kids to college. They're leaving college deeply in debt. Oh, yeah, though, but I got to worry about the basketball game, you know? So I think we got to get our priorities right, and participating in democracy, you know, is pretty important.
You know, Senator, I know you've been asked this a lot, but one of the central questions about your candidacy is simply this notion of how does a Bernie Sanders presidency wind up breaking gridlock when you're to the left and the Congress is run by conservative Republicans these days? A lot of people look at that formula and they see more gridlock, more frustration going forward.
Well, that's a good question, and I will give you the answer. The answer is that right now, to a significant degree, a Congress is controlled by big money interests, Wall Street, corporate America, and large campaign donors. For example, one of the reasons that the Republican candidates for president don't talk about climate change is not that they, you know, don't understand the reality of climate change, is that if they spoke up against the fossil fuel industry, they would lose a lot of their campaign funding. And that's pathetic. The reason we pay the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs is because the pharmaceutical industry has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lobbyists, spends a huge amount of money on campaign contributions. The way we end gridlock is that when the American people stand up, fight back, and demand that the Congress of the United States start listening to them rather than billionaire campaign contributors. For example, on issue after issue that I have been fighting for, raising the minimum wage to a living wage, you know what? The vast majority of the American people support that. Creating millions of jobs, rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure, American people support that. Making colleges and universities, public colleges and universities, tuition-free, American people support that. Demanding that the wealthy and large corporations stop paying their fair share of taxes, American people agree with that. So our job is to get the American people activated and demand that Congress starts listening to them rather than those people they get campaign contributions from. When we do that, you will end gridlock in the United States Congress.
You know, one political question here, Senator, and again, you hear this even from your own supporters. A Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders race for the White House. A lot of people say Donald Trump will stand up before the American people and will simply eviscerate you on this idea that you are a self-described socialist. You would say what back to Donald Trump in that scenario?
Well, what I would say back is that unlike Donald Trump, I do not believe we should be giving hundreds of billions of dollars in tax breaks to billionaires like Mr. Trump and his family. Unlike Mr. Trump, I believe we should raise the minimum wage to a living wage. He does not believe that we should. He thinks we should keep the minimum wage to $7.25 an hour. Unlike Mr. Trump, who said in a Republican debate that he thought wages in America were too high, I don't think wages are too high in America. I think they are too low. Unlike Mr. Trump, I happen to believe that all Americans should be entitled to health care as a right, and he wants to throw millions of people off of health insurance by ending the Affordable Care Act. You know, frankly, every poll, most of the polls that I have seen, when you're looking at Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump, we beat him, and we beat him pretty badly. I think that if I were fortunate enough to be the Democratic nominee and he were the Republican nominee, I would very much look forward to that campaign. I think we would win, and I think we would win big.
Under your plan, in the roundest terms here, by taxing the rich, can you pay for all the programs you're talking about, including free college education for students these days? Or does Bernie Sanders add trillions of dollars to the national deficit?
Nope. If you go to my website, BernieSanders.com, we will document to the dollar how we pay for what we propose. In terms of making public colleges and universities tuition-free, we do that through a tax on Wall Street speculation. You know, you'll remember
right.
2008, after Wall Street's greed and illegal behavior brought this Congress, brought this country into a terrible recession, the American people bailed out Wall Street. Well, it is my view that now Wall Street should help the American people, and that's why we are proposing a tax on Wall Street speculation. Number two, and that will more than cover public colleges and universities, and by the way, also lowering interest rates on student debt. Student debt in this country is just a horrific problem for millions of families. Yes, we pay for that. In terms of health care, as you may know, our health care system is by far, not even close, the most expensive in the world. We spend almost three times more per capita than they do in the United Kingdom, 50% more than French, far more than the Canadians. My Medicare for All single-payer proposal will substantially lower the cost of health care for middle-class families, and we pay for it. We pay for it in a progressive way. Rebuilding America's crumbling infrastructure, we pay for it by doing away with corporate tax loopholes, which allows very profitable corporations to put their money in the Cayman Islands right now and not pay a nickel in taxes. So to answer your question, what we have seen in the last 30 years is a massive shift of income and wealth going from the middle class to the top one-tenth of 1%. So yes, I do believe that the wealthiest people in this country and the largest corporations must start paying their fair share of taxes.
Senator, as you know, today the Senate Judiciary Committee, run by Republicans, made it very clear and announced that they won't even hold a hearing on any nominee that President Obama sends to that committee. Your reaction to that is what?
My reaction is it's a continuation of 7 years of unprecedented obstructionism. You know, literally, on the day that Obama was inaugurated, Republicans assembled and they said, okay, our strategy will be to do everything we can to obstruct, and make it as hard as for Obama as possible. That has been their strategy, and that is a strategy I have fought throughout my tenure in the United States Senate. This is a continuation of that. Look, this is not a difficult issue. The Constitution is crystal clear. It is the President of the United States who nominates individuals to become Supreme Court justices. It is the function of the Senate to advise and consent, to hold hearings, to take a hard look at the qualifications of the nominee. But it is not the function of the Senate to simply say to the President, sorry, it doesn't matter who you're going to nominate. No matter how qualified that man or woman may be, we're not even going to hold a hearing. I think that is terribly, terribly wrong. And when you talk about a dysfunctional Congress, when you talk about unprecedented obstructionism, this is just the continuation of that.
You know, in July, the country's first mandatory GMO labeling bill goes into effect in your home state of Vermont, and you support that. This
yes.
week, Kansas Senator Pat Roberts launches a bill in the Senate Agriculture Committee that would preempt all state efforts to make food be labeled with genetically altered ingredients. He hopes to override the Vermont law in your home state. In a Sanders administration, Senator, would you push for mandatory GMO labeling nationwide?
I happen to believe, well, I introduced an amendment on the floor, which lost, as part of the Farm Bill, which I think Senator Roberts was in vigorous opposition to,
right.
Which said that, in fact, states do have the right to go forward with GMO labeling. Look, this is not a radical idea. It exists in dozens and dozens and dozens of countries around the world. When you open up your food products tonight, the packages that you purchase, you're going to find out how many calories it has, what's in the food. This is just the continuation of giving people the right to know what they are eating. I believe in that. And I find it somewhat interesting that my conservative Republican friends, who every other day tell us how much they hate the federal government, how they want to get government out of our lives, are now telling 50 states in this country what they can or cannot do. The people of Kansas have a right to make their own decisions through their governor and legislature. I respect that. People of Vermont have the right to make their decisions. federal government should not be overriding what the state of Vermont and other states are interested in doing. So with that, I apologize. I think I'm going to have to get off here. I've got to be talking to somebody else.
Senator, just a pleasure to have you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Travel safe.
Take care.
You bet.
Bye-bye.